regularly do one or another of these things. So I don't intend to attack anyone personally or insinuate that anyone is spiritually defective. Please don't think that if your guru does something you hear about in my seminar, you have to ditch him and look for someone else. But I wouldn't mind if some of these features of modern ISKCON Kirtan came up for review. And at least I can hope that this seminar will help make the world safe for devotees who may not always want to do things the modern ISKCON way. Okay. Yesterday we were... More handouts. Who are the handout in charges? The handout in charge just left. The handout in charge just left. The MIHE supplied some handouts yesterday. They supplied a man. The man set things up and just walked out, so I can't tell you what the handout situation is. MIHE office should be able to supply you with the small short handouts that were given out yesterday. You don't need the handouts to follow our program, however, extra. Our topic yesterday for Kirtan reform concerned getting the words right. There are authorized mantras and there are unauthorized mantras. Some of the most important authorized mantras are Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Govardhana. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. These are fully authorized mantras. There are also other mantras taught to us by Srila Prabhupada and other songs written by Vaishnavacharyas in our line. Then there are things like Nitai Gaura Radhe Sham Hare Krishna Hare Ram, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Hare Ram Krishna Hare Ram Shri Radhe Govinda. Thoroughly bogus. There are various things that Prabhupada called cinema songs, which we sometimes hear in ISKCON Kirtan. Govinda Bolo Hari Gopala Bolo Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol Radhe Radhe Shami Radhe. Lots and lots more where that came from. Things that we hear on the street in Vrindavan, things that we hear on cassette tapes, things we hear from professional bhajan singers. Sampradaya vihina ye mantraste nishphala mataha. If the mantra that you've heard is not received in the sampradaya system, it's useless. It may sound pretty, it might get people tapping their feet, but it will not advance the cause of devotional service. So Prabhupada's instruction was don't concoct mantras, don't simply pick up mantras here and there. We should chant what we have heard in the sampradaya system. We cannot follow an upstart manufacturing some song. What is authorized song we shall sing. And in our temple, strictly Hare Krishna chanting should be given more importance. So these are some of the instructions that we heard yesterday. Then we were discussing some of the other things which we regularly hear in ISKCON Kirtan. I think we left off with Jai Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, which Srila Prabhupada did not teach us to sing. We don't know exactly where it came from, except that when you look at the deities, Sita and Rama are there, and so is Lakshman, and so is Hanuman. But I don't know that that makes a legitimate mantra out of it. When the deities were installed in Bombay, for worshipping the deities in Bombay, including Sitaram, there's absolutely no change in worship. No additional kirtans, simply do exactly as in Vrindavan. And Bhakti Vikash Maharaj writes, in ISKCON Bombay, where the deities of Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman are installed, Srila Prabhupada instructed not to chant Jai Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman. He said that their names are included in the Mahamantra, and that further chanting was therefore unnecessary. Okay. And Bhakti Vikash Maharaj mentions that he was told this by Bhima Prabhu, our Bombay temple cousin. Bhima Prabhu is here. I actually had the opportunity to ask him to confirm that for me, but I missed the opportunity. I didn't guess. But there we have it from Bhakti Vikash Maharaj. Okay? Any question? Good. Then someone was asking yesterday, what about Jai Gurudev? Jaya Gurudeva, Jaya Gurudeva, Jaya Gurudeva, Jaya Gurudeva, Jaya Gurudeva. This is from Harikesh Swami. Srila Prabhupada objected to the usage of Jai Gurudev, since it was a direct insertion into our movement from the Sahaja Sampradayas in Bengal, who always say things like Jaya Guru, Jaya Gurudev, without referring to any particular guru. Prabhupada criticized this as impersonal and did not want it chanted by his disciples. Who is the guru? He would challenge. Yes?
I'm sorry, I should probably wait for your finish on the Gurudev question.
Well, I have one more on the Gurudev subject. This is, let's see. This is Kripamoya Prabhu, one of our leading kirtan leaders in London.
Okay. My first trip to India, February 1977, got the name. First Mangalati. Before Mangalati, before the first Mangalati, Panchavira Swami had been chanting Bodhi Bhakta Devata Sri Gaura Vrit for the Mangal offering before the Aunty. And during the Mangalati Kirtan, someone had been chanting four Prabhupada, of course, Jai Gurudeva. And Bhavananda came down after Mangalati, and during the announcements, he brought two messages from Prabhupada, because Prabhupada was just on the floor upstairs and I heard. So Prabhupada said, first of all, you don't sing Gaura Arti for the Mangalati sweet offerings. Secondly, you do not sing Jai Gurudev. Gurudev is impersonal. It can mean anyone. If you want to sing, as he said, if you want to indicate your spiritual master, you call him by name. So it is Jai Prabhupada. Then afterwards, he also said that if you want to say Jai Gurudev, you should sing it before singing Jai Prabhupada. So you finish with the personal name, mm-hmm. The spiritual name. But now, multi guru is gone. Sometimes the generic form of Jai Gurudev as a glorification of all the ISKCON Guru Vrinda is chanted by the disciples who are leading kirtan, not before Prabhupada's name, but after. So it means that if you're a Prabhupada disciple who's now a kirtan being led by a junior, you are then guilty of contravening Prabhupada's explicit instructions. Because the Gurudev that you're being asked to chant cannot indicate your Gurudev if you sing it after Jaya Prabhupada. It may be a small thing, but it's one of those things that has bothered Kripamoya Das for many years since he first heard it in Mayapur, and now in my first order to India.
Here, so there are two instructions there. First of all, that not every mantra is meant for every time of day. Not every song is meant for every time of day. That song, Bhajabhakata Bhatsala Sri Godhari, Prabhupada said, is not meant for the Mangal Arti sweet offering. That's Rajbhog Arti. That's the first instruction. Second instruction is the one that we've already heard. The Jai Gurudev, Prabhupada said, is impersonal. Which Gurudev? And if you are going to chant Jai Gurudev, then you should chant his name after. Then if you're chanting Prabhupada and then Jai Gurudev and no name after, what are you doing? That's Kripamaya Prabhu's point. Any questions about it? Yes?
If we go by this logic that it is referring to some impersonalism, then when we do Guru Puja, we say Guru Mukha Parma Vakya, and there is another Vishnu song, Vishnu Deva Sipa Bindu Deva.
That's if you go by logic. That's if you go by logic, but we don't go by logic. Prabhupada didn't object to the song, but he objected to Jai Gurudev. Just like by logic, the stool of an animal is contaminating, and therefore cow dung, being the stool of an animal, should also be contaminated. That's logic. But according to authority, the stool of the cow is pure and you can cleanse the altar with it. So logic always doesn't come into play. Logic doesn't always come into play. We take our direction from the authority. If Prabhupada said chant Jai Gurudev from beginning to end, we would do that. If he said chant in the middle, we do that. And if he says don't chant it, I hope we'll do that. Those who are in the back can move up a little bit. More people may be coming in. I'm not really trying to figure it out here. I'm just passing on the message. Yes.
It's more personal, according to the rules. How we glorify our Guru then?
Well, that's a good question. We chant Jai Prabhupada to indicate Prabhupada. How do we personally glorify our Guru in the kirtan? Well, we might chant his name, the name of the various Gurus present. However, for historical reasons, the governing body has asked us not to do that. And so we don't. That leaves the alternative, I suppose, of not chanting anything in particular other than the song itself, such as Sri Gurvastakam or Guru Puja song or Hare Krishna, in which Prabhupada said actually the Guru is also included. The less some of you think that I'm anti-Guru, that is anti anyone but my Guru, it's also quite alright in the event that you were not chanting your Guru Maharaj's pranam mantra to begin the kirtan, to begin with some mantra like Om Agyana Timiran Nasya, which offers obeisances to the Guru. In fact, I wonder whether it's all right not to chant such a mantra in the beginning. We hear kirtans that begin with Prabhupada's pranam mantra, which I don't mind when I'm doing it or my godbrothers are doing it, but when our spiritual nephews and nieces are doing it, they're not chanting anything to offer obeisances to their guru. They start with the mantra of their param guru and then continue. So I suppose that might be justified on the grounds that they're chanting the mantra of the founder Acharya of ISKCON. I think that's arguably all right. But there would certainly not be nothing wrong for them to chant a mantra indicating obeisances to their guru. Either the personal mantra of their Guru Maharaj, were that, if the GBC is comfortable with that, something I can't speak to, I'm not quite sure of the fine points of the law, or certainly at least, Om Gyanatim Yanandasya, which applies then to your guru, your friend's gurus, your godbrother's guru, your Prabhupada's disciple guru, everybody's guru is included there, and is authorized. It's a good authorized mantra. Yes?
Maharaj, I wasn't clear what Guru Mahatma said to me about Jaya Gurudev. I didn't follow it. Because you were saying it's appropriate or not appropriate.
Prabhupada said, what Kripa Mahatma said was that someone had been chanting it, and Prabhupada heard it here in Mayapur, because we were chanting under Prabhupada's room. And an announcement was made after Mangal Arti that Prabhupada had responded by saying that Jai Gurudev is impersonal. The same thing that Harikesh Maharaj mentioned, that which guru? And then it was added that if you're going to chant Jai Gurudev, so that you should chant the name of your Gurudev, like Jai Prabhupada or so on. Or that if you are going to chant Jai Gurudev, then after chanting that, you should chant the name of your Gurudev. And then Kripa Moya observed that for those who are doing it in the opposite direction, Jai Prabhupada and then Jai Gurudev to indicate perhaps their Gurudev, for those who are Prabhupada followers and trying to follow that instruction given by Prabhupada, there is a contradiction. Prabhupada said, all right, Jai Gurudev is okay if you chant your Gurudev's name after. If you do it in the reverse order, then what is that in the context of this instruction? That's what Kripa Moya Prabhu was saying.
But that would be clear to the Prabhupada who was on the planet that the Gurudev after Prabhupada would be who is the Guru. And the life of the...
More complicated, you say, more diverse.
Yeah, I mean, then it kind of changes. It's not an impersonal Jai Gurudev, even if it's followed by Prabhupada.
It's not impersonal, it's generic.
Well, not for the person who's chanting it. And in the same way, you say Om Jnana can be, you know, acceptable to everybody. It also implies that that's a type of genericism.
Yeah, maybe you could make an argument for its being generic. But there's still the thing against it that Prabhupada, according to Harikesh, said that in the Sahaja Sampradaya, they all chant Jai Gurudev, Jai Guru, and that therefore Prabhupada didn't like it and told us not to chant it. So, it doesn't make for a whole lot of prestige attached to Jai Gurudev, it seems. That's not to say a case can't be made for it, as with many of the things we chant, but you are now as informed as I am about the things that Prabhupada said about Jai Gurudev and being mature and thoughtful Vaishnavas, you can now decide what you want to do. I'm not here to pass legislation or bully people around. We're just offering information. Now you know what I know. Yes?
About Prabhupada's pranamas and Guru Puja.
Mm-hmm.
The second generation.
Well, I really don't have a problem with chanting that, since the entire... Actually, what we call Guru Puja is really Prabhupada Puja. Isn't it? It's no longer Puja offered to your immediate Guru, although it might be. But it might not be, depending on whose disciple you are. Of course, Prabhupada is the guru of all of us. But to be perhaps more precise about it, it's really Prabhupada Puja. we're offering our respects to him either as our immediate spiritual master or grand spiritual master or the next generation great grand spiritual master or as the founder in charge of ISKCON. Sorry?
We chant it to keep the peace. That's basically why we do it.
I would say something more than that. I think it's more than merely to keep the peace. I think we chant it because Srila Prabhupada has unique importance in our society. There are various arrangements that could be made to keep peace, but I think that it's more significant than that. Peace could presumably be kept in other ways.
Well, for instance, we wouldn't all of a sudden start chanting our mantra out of nowhere.
Right. Well, that has to do with others' mantras. But positively worshipping Prabhupada, we do because he's our founder acharya, and there's a seminar about that someplace else on the campus, Bhakti Charamaraj and Sureshwara Prabhu are speaking about the importance of Srila Prabhupada as our founder acharya, just as we have Ramanuja, Madhva, Nimbarka, and Vishnu Swami as founding acharyas in their sampradayas. So we have Srila Prabhupada as the founder acharya of ISKCON. And therefore we're all continuing this tradition of offering Guru Puja to Prabhupada, or for that matter the Vyasa Puja book. It's really a Prabhupada Puja book offered by the whole institution. We find that a lot of the offerings are not written by Prabhupada's immediate disciples and so on, but it's an offering by the members of Prabhupada's institution to the founder acharya of the institution with whom we're all connected. So I don't see a problem there. Do you? Is it okay with everyone? Okay, we'll carry on with the Prabhupada Guru Puja then. Just wanted to check. Otherwise we'd have to speak with Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj about some. No, all right, good. Yes. Prabhupada said that chanting Om is like chanting Mr. President. You know, the president has a name, and that's personal. And Mr. President is impersonal. So it seems that Prabhupada considered Jai Gurudev to be in that same Omish impersonal category. Yes, thank you.
I read in the Krishna Prabhupada with the Bindu article that it's taboo for the disciples to call the Guru by his name.
Yes, that's also there. That of course, we don't. For example, he wouldn't have walked into Prabhupada's room and said, Swami Maharaj, could you, or what to speak of his first name. But the disciple addresses the spiritual master by a respectful name, like Prabhupada, Vishnupad, or Guru Maharaj. Prabhupada used to say, my Guru Maharaj said this and that. So, I know there's some people, they write articles about me and they say, Jai Doida says. You know, they're like on first name basis with me, which I guess is nice. It creates a nice friendly feeling. But at least with your Guru Maharaj, that would be inappropriate. Yes?
Sometimes they're saying that Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Of course, those are all titles. I don't see a serious problem. Seems okay to me. Anyone see a discrepancy there? Seems okay. Yes?
With regard to Srila Prabhupada being the object of Guru Puja, just completely the Bhagavad Gita here, which is very nice. But also, it shows illustrating power to the Prabhupada or the achievements. And actually, he had the
Louder, please.
Pardon?
Louder.
It has to be the Sri Prabhupada because, in fact, his Shastri course really illustrated what Sri Prabhupada has done and is still doing through his own. It's still so powerful. And, it would be wrong not to make him the object of it.
Ingratitude.
Yeah.
As one other illustration of how powerful Prabhupada is, I can't think of anyone else that we would all agree to offer Guru Puja to. We have this enormous diverse society with thousands and thousands of members and from all different countries and all different disciples or different devotees, but all of us agree, even people who've left our society, for that matter, agree on the importance of Srila Prabhupada. Even people who would like you to join some other society, speak about their relationship with Srila Prabhupada, which means that Srila Prabhupada is very important. Even in Loya Bazaar, everybody had to take Srila Prabhupada. Okay, are there any other questions on this or comments? Yeah?
Like sometimes singing different melodies. I heard it.
Melodies we'll talk about as we go on. Anything else about what we've talked about? Melody is not so important.
Doesn't matter.
No. Yes.
When singing the Guru Puja, so we should meditate.
That's an interesting question. When you sing the Guru Puja, upon whom do you meditate? Or for that matter, Gurvastakam, upon whom do you meditate? Well, of course, this Guru Puja that we do is specifically directed to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada's picture or Prabhupada's smriti is being worshipped. But we are in relationship to Srila Prabhupada, second generation devotees, in relationship to our spiritual master. So wherever Prabhupada is, then your Guru Maharaj is also there. Just as we did never think of Radharani separately from Krishna. And Krishna is always there with Radharani. Krishna is never alone. So our Srila Prabhupada is there for you in relationship to your Guru Maharaj also. So when you think of Srila Prabhupada, you can think of your Guru Maharaj. When you think of your Guru Maharaj, naturally you think of Srila Prabhupada. It doesn't have to be a mental crisis there. Oh my God, who should I think about? They're naturally inseparable. Is that all right? They're together. In other words, we're not going to pass a rule now. Now you don't think about your Guru Maharaj. Well, Prabhupada's Guru Puja is going on. Got it? It's natural that while performing the Guru Puja, we'll think of Prabhupada, we'll think of Krishna, we'll think of Prabhupada's devotees, we'll think of our Guru Maharaj. They're all there in relationship. Yes?
Did you ever see in Guru Puja being offered to Prabhupada that after the Guru Vardhana song, all the devotees turned their back towards Prabhupada and paid the duty?
No. Whenever Prabhupada was there, we were careful not to turn our back to him. In fact, it was the standard that if the Vyasasana was, say, in the back of the temple and the deities were in the front, there would be an aisle in the middle. And the devotees would be on the sides of that aisle so that Prabhupada would have darshan of the deities and vice versa. So that was our standard, not to turn our back to the deities, and also not to turn our back to Prabhupada, and also not to turn our back to the deities. So these things, and in many temples still, that consciousness is there, and these things are observed.
Why do we do it now?
Why do we do it now? These questions are there. Of course, our temple here is so big that practically speaking, it's almost unavoidable. But it's not unavoidable. You don't have to stand right in front of Prabhupada with your back to Prabhupada. It's such a big temple room that there's lots of space on either side. It's a question of consciousness and training, isn't it?
Sometimes the deities are hot,
Well, he can see above them, above you. He can also see your back, can't he? Yes?
Yeah, I'm curious. This pronunciation of
Let me just think about that a little bit more. It's bad etiquette to turn one's back to the spiritual master or to the acharya. So as far as it's manageable, we should consider this etiquette, that not to have our back to the deities, not to have our back to Srila Prabhupada. If you're in the temple room here, you know, are you standing, seeing the deities, but with your back to Lord Nishringadev? And these things you can think about.
Even while doing kirtan or dancing?
Yes. You can think about these things. Yes?
And what about Guru Puja? When we do Guru Puja, generally Guru Puja turns towards the deity when the pujari blows the conch. And then we turn. Let's say we finish the Guru Puja and the pujari has not blown the conch. We cannot turn towards the deity.
Well, of course, there's no, we haven't laid down a municipal ordinance that you can't turn whenever you want to. But the Guru Puja is still going on. It doesn't finish when the song finishes. And if the arti finishes before the song, then from that point of view, the function is still going on. So being tuned into these things, you may want to wait until both portions of the function are complete before you carry on with the next program. For that matter also, we see the garland sometimes being offered while people are still there in the darshan arti of Prabhupada, and then they're offering the garland to Srila Prabhupada while everyone's facing the deities. You can do that, and there's no law against it, but some of us might think that it would be more fitting to wait till everyone had their attention to turn toward Srila Prabhupada and to begin that function by offering Prabhupada a garland. Yes, so I waiting patiently.
Maharaj, do you have any comments of this pronunciation, Jai Prabhupada?
Yeah, this is not a big deal. The Sanskrit, in Sanskrit, this final A is inherent, as you know, in all the consonants. So we have Prabhupada, we have Kirtana, we have Smarana, and so on. But there are languages such as Hindi, which are known as vowel drop languages. And what they do is they do not have necessarily an inherent A at the end, and they typically drop the A that would be there in Sanskrit. So we have Prabhupada, we have, for that matter, Bhaktivedanta, Swami Prabhupada. We have Kirtan, Smaran, and so on, Jap rather than Japa. So these are standard features of the Hindi language, and I don't think we have to make a big deal out of them. Yes?
In the same line when you chant Krishna, Krishna is the name of Draupadi also. Does it make any sense?
Well, for those who want to get deeply into this, we talked a little bit about pronunciation of Krishna yesterday. Yes. Of course, Krishna, with an A at the end, it's a short A. That's not Draupadi. It's not Draupadi. That she is Krishna with a long A. And of course, in Hindi, you may have just Krishna. But to have the A at the end doesn't turn it feminine unless you put long A. But don't put a long A. But the short A is okay. Yes?
During the Vashti prayer, why do you take the deity but the name
Why do we face the deities during Gurvastakam instead of facing Prabhupada Murti? Well, usually one thing is that Prabhupada is there with the deities. Wherever we have our deities, we have a photo of Prabhupada, and Prabhupada is there. Sometimes there's a Murti there. Is that okay? Sorry? Yes, Mangalarti is the function for the deities. In summary, we don't because it would be weird. Yes. No, I'm not going to talk about dancing right now. We'll come to that.
You know when people, like,
oh.
Kind of avoid this. It's the basket.
Oh, can I give us a pirouette? Tell us about the pirouette.
Well, I noticed that when you're going around looking around, you don't want to put your back to shoot a Prabhupada. Spin, of course, and everybody back is looking around. So I'm wondering, was that done during Shiva Prabhupada's time? That pirouette was popular.
In fact, you'll find that in contrast to the way we do things in our, as we say, greeting the deities, which means the darshanarthi, Prabhupada, say in Vrindavan, he would offer obeisances to the deities one by one, and then when coming back, he would turn, or pirouette, as you say, with his hands folded, as Prabhupada said, and then he would turn, and then he would come back to the next altar and then the next altar. That was Prabhupada's way of doing things. That's now assuming seems to be lost. But that's how Prabhupada would do it, right?
Could you say that again?
For Prabhupada, while passing back from the deities, he would turn, or pirouette, that is, he would turn in a circle. Well, that's one way of offering respect to the deities. There are different ways that people, yeah. There are different ways of offering respect to the deities. And different sampradayas also, there are different things, but I won't get into that. A little, okay, a little more. Yes, in the back. Didn't have a chance. Why do we have two deities? Because that's how the devotees decided to do it. There's no sort of, there's no rule like that. It's not that if you had a temple and there wasn't a murti of Prabhupada, it would be a bogus temple. During Prabhupada's time, there were no murtis on the vyasasanas. There would be a picture. In the beginning, there weren't even vyasasanas in every temple, and then that was brought, and then there was a picture. And after Prabhupada's disappearance, the devotees had the sentiment or inspiration to establish these murtis, which were very nicely crafted by my godbrother Lakshan Das Prabhu. But there's no principle that I know of that a temple must have a Prabhupada deity, but the devotees like it. Apart from that, there's no principle that there must be a deity or murti of Prabhupada on the altar. In Vrindavan, of course, that was established during Prabhupada's time. But there's no rule that your temple must have a little metal deity of Prabhupada. If you just have a picture, that's perfectly acceptable. Is that okay? Yes? There was, yes, your other question. Yes. There's an aparad related to circumambulating in front of the deities. Yes, there is. One should not circumambulate in front of the deities. As far as I know, which is not very far, the temple should be circumambulated by going around the deities. That's why we have this arrangement here in Mayapur and in Vrindavan. There's an arrangement so that you can circumambulate going around the deities, and that's not done going in front of the deities, it's going around. That's the idea. Whether that means you're not allowed to go in a circle ever in front of the deities, that I am not informed about. Yes?
In India, many impersonalists, they have promoted this understanding that you go and then you find that people, they circumvent around themselves. Like they will do three circumstances and they will consider that their offerings around themselves. So that's why it says that we should not offer, we should not circumvent in front of the deity.
Hmm. We certainly shouldn't offer pranams to ourselves, or for that matter to them. Of course, amani na amanadena, but we don't like the vital ideas very much. Shall we go on?
Yes.
Next. Bhaja Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. This is from His Holiness Bhakti Charaswami. One devotee was leading the Guru Puja Kirtan in a very ecstatic way. Then all of a sudden the devotee started to sing, Bhaja Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And Prabhupada became very, very angry and stopped the kirtan. Everyone was so ecstatic that they were jumping 3 to 4 feet high. But then Prabhupada just shouted, stop that! And the kirtan immediately stopped. Prabhupada asked him, where did you learn this Bhaja Hare Krishna? Did you ever hear me singing Bhaja Hare Krishna? And Prabhupada just chastised him for about 5 minutes. He was very heavy. He told him, never add anything to Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra, and never subtract anything from Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra. Sing the Maha Mantra just as it is. Prabhupada also explained, this is how deviation starts. Somebody puts in his own concocted thing, and then somebody else comes, he adds some more concoction to it, and with time it becomes a complete distortion. No Bhaja Hare Krishna. Harikesh Swami tells of a similar incident in France, July of 1976. I won't read you the account. It's great to do the same thing. And Bhakti Vikash Swami writes, Srila Prabhupada did not want anything chanted before the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra once he stopped Jayam Pataka Maharaj, old days, from chanting Bolo before the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Bolo simply means chant. But Srila Prabhupada did not like it, and therefore we should not add it or anything else to the Maha Mantra. How many have heard Bolo Hare Krishna in an ISKCON Kirtan? Right, lots of us, huh? And now you know. Did I hear a Bolo Hare Krishna Kirtan the other day in Mangalarti? I thought I did. I had my bolo detectors on. Right? I could have sworn I had kirtan meter doing quite a bit of bolo Hare Krishna, but it is out. Yes. Bhaja. Yeah, Prabhupada himself, you'll hear Bhaja Shri Krishna Chaitanya. But then Prabhupada himself changed it to Jaya. One day he said, why Bhaja? And he said, Chaitanya Charitamrita is Jaya. So then it all over is kind of changed. Could you speak louder, please? Well, it's not the end of the world. Prabhupada himself did chant Bhaja. And perhaps from a feeling of nostalgia, or whatever it may be, devotees may sometimes chant Bhaja. But Prabhupada himself later switched and gave us Jaya. Some devotees were so enthusiastic or intent on following the instruction, but they also changed it to Jaya Dvaita Gadadhar. But it's Sri Advaita Gadadhar. But Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasani Guru. That Jaya Dvaita thing is mostly gone these days. You don't hear it. Perhaps it has some unwanted association with it or something like that. Anything else? Yes.
I believe in the Gaudiya Math, they preach to congregation members to show them how to chant the Maha Mantra. They sing the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, and then they let the response do the first half, and then they chant.
Oh yes, this question about how much of the mantra to chant at a time. In Gaudiya Math, you'll often hear they'll chant responsibly, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And the congregation responds, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And then, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And the congregation responds, Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Prabhupada, of course, chanted the whole mantra at once, and we would respond. Harikesh Maharaj tells of an incident where people were apparently accustomed to doing it in the half-half way, and Prabhupada himself then did it the half-half way. I've heard some people become very irate when they hear it done in ISKCON, as if it was a sign that whoever was doing it was plunging into the deepest depths of the Gaudiya Math. He was turning traitor to the colors and joining some other society. I don't have a problem. As you'll find out in this course, I have a lot more difficulty with things that we do regularly than with that particular thing that they do regularly. And in fact, I would rather chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare in half-half response then Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. I think I'd rather stand with the Gaudiya Math on their way of doing it before I plunge into that. Maybe that's a sign of old age or conservatism, but
then the other version also came, we have heard in Hare, Hare, Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare.
Yeah, of course, our general principle is that we chant, as Prabhupada chanted, the whole mantra. But for teaching people, whatever works so that they get the words may be used. Okay? Wow, look at all these questions today. Yes?
But generally, those who sing this, like, Bhajan, Guno, or like this Rade Rade, they say people like it. They use the...
Yes, it's true, people like it. It's just that Prabhupada is not one of those people. And presumably, Krishna is also one of those people who doesn't like it. So you have your choice about which people you want to please, the supreme people or the common people. There are two kinds of kirtan singers. Those who chant for the pleasure of the people and those who chant for the pleasure of God. We're in the second group. And the professionals are in the first group. That's the difference between us and the professionals. The livelihood of the professionals depends upon pleasing the public. That's why they're professionals. And our life is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, we don't care whether the public is pleased or not. We like them to be pleased. But if the whole public is displeased and Krishna is pleased, then we're satisfied. And if the whole public is pleased and Krishna is displeased, then our whole program is a failure. Our business is to please Krishna.
Then there is an incident I recall where Prabhupada once stopped Didi Vashtip to attend to her. Someone asked him if a guest come, what should a person, there is a lone man doing Didi Vashtip to.
That's there, that to, for the sake of serving a Vaishnava, you can stop serving the deities.
He's saying he's a newcomer, the guest.
Yes, he must be a Vaishnava, otherwise, why has he come to the temple? Or for the sake of preaching, preaching is more important than deity worship. But our method of preaching is not to tell people, for example, you can tell people, you're so wonderful, you're so beautiful, you have all beauty, all wealth, all fame, all strength, all knowledge, all renunciation. In fact, you're God Himself. And those people will love us. We can tell them all sorts of things that they will love to hear. But we don't do that. We tell them what Krishna wants us to tell them, not what they want to hear. Our business is to please Krishna, to follow the Sampradaya Acharyas and please Krishna, not whatever the public likes. The public would be delighted if we would do mundane philanthropic work, mundane humanitarian work, give less importance, you know, why spend so much money dressing the deities when we could use it for distributing food and medicine to the poor? You know, then we get public applause. But we're not in the business of seeking applause from the public. Prabhupada said, we want a certificate from Krishna, this person has done some service. We're not trying, Prabhupada said, our business is not to please the rascal public. Okay? Yes?
What is holier than thou?
Holier than thou is a English expression for being puffed up, and being specifically puffed up in some religious context, that you're so pure and everybody else is so low. So it's the opposite of being humbler than the straw in the street. Why do you ask? Am I being holier than thou again? No, what's the context? What do you have in mind? Is that the opposite of being puffed up? No, that's just being the opposite of being pure. Serving mammon means serving material energy, serving maya. Serving maya is the opposite of serving Krishna. So our business is to serve Krishna. And the process of devotional service is to serve Krishna in the way taught by the spiritual master and the acharyas. Okay? Wow. Time has disappeared. Well, okay. Our time is just about gone. No. Not gone. Okay, we have another half hour. Fine. Any other questions there? No, we move on to the next topic. This is a paper. I'll be referring in this course to a paper written by Harikesh Swami in 1988 and published in the now defunct Vaishnava Journal. It was written when he was one of the leading members of the GBC and was written at the request of the GBC body to give some guidance about instructions that Srila Prabhupada had given regarding kirtan. It was accepted at the time as a valid report of Srila Prabhupada's teachings, and I have no reason to believe that subsequent events have made the report less reliable. So I'll be referring to it from time to time. An understanding of how other mantras and techniques came into the movement is helpful in relieving the doubts that might arise in the minds of those who were not informed of what Srila Prabhupada expected in kirtan. Some devotees had to leave America due to various legal reasons and have no place to stay but in some Gaudiya Math temple. This is back in the 1960s. In some of these temples, they still chant all different kinds of mantras without restriction. Although these mantras are not unbonafide and are seemingly proper, Srila Prabhupada did not want us to use them in our temple kirtans. However, this form of kirtan filtered into our movement very quickly, since it was new and exciting, and therefore rapidly accepted by the kirtan leaders to increase the enthusiasm of the devotees. After all, variety is the spice of life. This variety, however, did not actually please Srila Prabhupada. Although the Vrindavan temple was opened in March of 1975, Srila Prabhupada had started establishing the standards of its functioning in the previous year. He was concentrating his energies on creating the proper deity, kitchen, and economic standards. At this time, Srila Prabhupada asked me to be the president of the temple. He was personally instructing me in various aspects of the management. Since we are writing about Srila Prabhupada's standards for kirtan, I would like to recount his specific instructions in regard to the standards for kirtan, which he wanted me to rigidly enforce. As far as standards go, his instructions could not have been more specific. The exact cause of these instructions was a kirtan in the temple led by Bharadraj the night before. Bharadraj Prabhu was one of our best kirtan leaders back in those days, and Srila Prabhupada liked his kirtan very much. And in his last days, especially, Prabhupada had Bharadraj, Yashodananda and Guru Kripa, Hamsadutta, a few others. He liked their kirtans very much. So he'd been leading the kirtan the night before. Srila Prabhupada had been in the habit of attending our nightly kirtans and classes due to his being sickly and unable to speak. That evening, Bharadraj chose to sing a song, which he said he got from a book by Gopal Bhatta Goswami, which was a variation on the mantra, Krishna, 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 hey. But instead of it being for Krishna, Krishna was replaced with Gauda, so that the mantra went, Gauda, 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 hey, etc. Srila Prabhupada disliked this extremely. So much so that the next morning he called me into his room and wanted from me an explanation of why Bharadraj was chanting like that. I could not give a proper explanation at that moment, but Prabhupada said that he never wanted to hear that again in the temple and that I should never allow such kinds of speculation in kirtan. He then went on to specifically describe how kirtan should be done. More or less, his exact words were, now I want to establish the standards for kirtan. You may chant as follows. For Mangalarti, the Samsara Dava prayer, then Sri Krishna Chaitanya, then Hare Krishna, nothing else. For the Guru Puja, the Guru prayer, that's what he called it, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Hare Krishna, nothing else. For evening arti, the Gaur Arti song, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Hare Krishna, nothing else. For all artiks, this pattern should be followed. The chanting of Sri Krishna Chaitanya mantra should only be for three times, not more. No one should sing a bhajan unless all the devotees know what the song means. No one should sing songs in Vrindavan temple that are in languages which the people do not understand. Yashomati Nandan may be sung since the people understand that. I did not put this section in quotes since it would be highly presumptuous of me to think that I can remember Prabhupada's exact words after 13 years have passed, but it's close enough for us to learn from. Any questions? Yes.
Is more or less profiled as that word, and why has over the years, in between the articles and Shankara Parikrishna, we have and Sai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nava, Nama Om.
Why do we have Nama Om and like that? And lots more. Well, in fact, Srila Prabhupada, in his own kirtan, didn't do that. You may have heard some recordings of Sri Prabhupada's chanting in the morning. And in fact, his kirtan, because I used to be there at 26 Second Avenue, and Prabhupada would sometimes lead in the morning, but more often in the evening. In the earlier days, he led the kirtan in the morning also. You can still hear the recordings. Prabhupada chants Gurvastakam, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Hare Krishna, and nothing else. He doesn't chant the pranam mantras even for his own Guru Maharaj. He just chants Sri Krishna Gurvastakam, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Hare Krishna, and nothing else. In the evening, Prabhupada's pattern was to chant the entire Mangala Charana, Oma Gyana Timirandasya, then the Guru Maharaj, the mantra for his Guru Maharaj, all the way through, the complete pranam mantras, then Sri Krishna Chaitanya, then Hare Krishna, nothing else. Right? That's how Prabhupada did it, invariably. I don't think I ever heard, well I did, I've heard a little bit, some slight variations on that, but practically that was Prabhupada's standard, that's how he did it. Yeah.
Nisringadev
we'll come to Nisringadev mantras in the morning. We need to hold on that. But this was how Prabhupada did it. Now you fear to lead Mangalarti and not chant Prabhupada's pranam mantra, lest you be thought to be harboring some sort of rebellious sentiment or to be minimizing Prabhupada or not keeping Prabhupada in the center, or you know, another one of those horrible charges for which one is at least hung from the yardarm. But Prabhupada himself didn't do it. He chanted Gurvastakam, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Hare Krishna, and nothing else. So as we said in the beginning, part of the purpose of this course is to make the world safe for people who might want to do that, who might want to follow Srila Prabhupada's pattern rather than the pattern which has become the institutional expectation in modern ISKCON. Prabhupada just chanted, because in Gurvastakam the spiritual master is included. Yes? Loud. I'm sorry. Oh yeah, isn't that amazing? The Prabhupada never sang the... It's amazing that it's amazing. No, Prabhupada never sang the names of the deities. That's become another... Don't you love the deities? Why didn't you chant their names? But Prabhupada never did. Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Hare Krishna, and that was Prabhupada's pattern. There wasn't even a Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, what to speak of Jai Radha something something. Yes.
Regarding Hare Krishna and nothing else, is it, you know, this came up, I didn't research it last night, but isn't it in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Prabhupada says there is another Maha Mantra?
Yes. Yes, later in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada wrote that these two lines, which usually turn into 4, 8, or 16, at the option of the kirtan leader who had never read the purport, Prabhupada said these two lines could be added. Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Vasudeva. Prabhupada said this is another way of chanting Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada sometimes said that authorized songs by the acharyas can also be chanted. But this, at least on this occasion, this was an instruction to Parikesh Maharaj. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Hare Krishna, nothing else. Now, many times these days, it's hardly Hare Krishna and everything else. Okay, yes? Yes.
Maharaj, what should we do in such a
situation?
When such kirtan is going on, what should be our attitude?
When other kinds of kirtan, when they're chanting everything else, what should be your attitude? We discussed this yesterday. There are various ways one could respond. One could more or less go with the flow and say, well, can't beat them, join them. One could mildly tolerate. One could inwardly start boiling. Or ultimately one could walk out. Usually these days I've opted for the last choice. I walked out. I walk out on easily 50% of ISKCON kirtan. I find that it reduces agitated pitta. And in general is good for one's overall well-being, or at least my overall well-being, to leave that kind of kirtan and begin chanting my rounds. I don't know if my rounds are any better, but at least I'm the only one who has to put up with them. Well, I'm not the licensing authority, but I can do it, and presumably other people can do it. Maybe if enough people will do it, things might change. Just imagine if when people started chanting Bolo Hare Krishna, instead of getting enthusiastic, everyone headed for the door. We have these fantasies sometimes. Yes.
The big one, the Hari Bol. As it's become really...
Oh, it's coming up next.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
In all the time that I've known you, Maharaj, that I've never heard Hari Bol emanate from your lips. Not even here, so I'm not even ingredient, so it's Hare Krishna. It's kind of become also like part of our lingo, how we greet and like shalom.
No? Hare Bol. Shall we get to the Hare Bol section? Of course, we know there's even a. Yeah, Hare Bol. This is from Shruta Kirti Prabhu. March 18th, 1973, ISKCON Mayapur Chandrodaya Mandir. During ISKCON's first international festival in Mayapur, many devotees demonstrated how they had become influenced by the Bengali form of kirtan. Srila Prabhupada expressed some displeasure about the chanting of so many different mantras. They can chant their Nitai Gaur Hari Bols, he said, but I will chant Hare Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead. Shruti Kirti comments, perhaps if we had understood the translation of Hare Bol, then we would have known what to do. Srila Prabhupada enjoyed chanting the Maha Mantra. Bhakti Vikash Maharaj writes, on another occasion, during Mayapur Festival of 1976, devotees were chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, again and again, in a huge, exuberant kirtan. After several minutes of this, Srila Prabhupada sent word down from his room to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Srila Prabhupada said that we are not the Hari Bol Sampradaya. In Bengal, there is a group of deviant Vaishnavas known as the Hari Bol Sampradaya, who wildly chant Hari Bol, Hari Bol, over and over for hours on end. Now, then we have, let's see, Another time, devotees asked Srila Prabhupada about, this was again Bhakti Vikash Maharaj, about the kirtan that Lokanath Maharaj's party often performed, singing Hari Bol for 5 or 10 minutes back and forth. Prabhupada, although not too upset by the kirtan, made it clear that such chanting was not approved by him. He told us that we should mainly chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He said, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol is all right, because they are bona fide names of the Lord, but the real point is that we should strictly follow only what the Acharyas have given. This is the process. He said that the Acharyas only chant all 5 names of the Panchatattva, not just 2. So although there is no offense in chanting the names of Gaur Nitai, if we deviate and chant our own made-up mantras, then this is Gurur Avagya, or disobeying the orders of the spiritual master and the line of the Acharyas, one of the 10 offenses. To make advancement in spiritual life, one must always follow the line of Acharyas. Oh, that last quotation was from Transcendental Diary of Hari Sarya Prabhu, volume 4, page 361. Later, last year, I haven't heard it this year, but last year, as one of the choice items in my collection, I was hearing Jaya Pancha Tattva, Jaya Pancha Tattva, Jaya Pancha Tattva. Now that's a way to chant all 5 names, isn't it? Instead of chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vatsadi Gaura Bhaktivin, you can do it in a shortcut by just chant Jaya Pancha Tattva, Jaya Pancha Tattva. But we, did anyone ever hear Prabhupada chant Jaya Pancha Tattva? No. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vatsadi Gaura Bhaktivin. Any questions? Yes. It's not that we've taken a vow never to chant Hari Bol. It's not that Hari Bol is a forbidden utterance and you never again shall you say Hari Bol. That's not the point. Prabhupada himself sometimes chanted Hari Bol, said Hari Bol. It's not wrong. But the kirtan should not be made up of Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur, Hari Bol, Bol, Bol. Prabhupada didn't like it. Yes?
At the end of the train of Vani, this Jai Sisi Nitai Gaur with a Prema and the Vetsurai?
Yes. There's either Avirbhav or Tirobhav of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. There's a tape of Srila Prabhupada chanting, and at the end of the Premadvani, Prabhupada says, Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Bo, Hari Hari Bo, Hari Hari Bo. So it's not, you know, we don't want to get too straitjacketed here. You can never chant Hari Bol, or we send the thought police after you, the kirtan police. I'll send my agents from wherever I am in the world and have you busted. But these are instructions, and we simply have to hear them and assimilate them and presumably follow them. It doesn't mean that we, after becoming fanatics of one kind, we renounce our fanaticism and become fanatics of another kind. Yes? Was there another question? Okay. While we're on the topic of Hari Bol, after singing the standard, this is Transcendental Diary, Volume 4, page 282. After singing the standard prayers and the Maha Mantra, Janus Lokanath Maharaj began chanting Gaur Nityananda Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaur Sri Advaita Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaur Sri Gadadhar Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, with a lot of emphasis on the response of Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Srila Prabhupada suddenly signaled him from the stage to stop it. He apparently didn't like it, although he didn't say why. There's another one down the tubes, huh? Another good mantra. This one's Harikesh Maharaj. One morning in the winter of 1975, after the temple was opened, that means Vrindavan Temple, Anand Prabhu was leading kirtan. Anand Prabhu was a godbrother of Srila Prabhupada who had been living in our temple for many years, humbly engaging in serving the devotees with great love and devotion. He was the personal cook of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and was extremely expert in preparing foods from simple indigenous leaves, roots, and fruits, as well as preparing emergency medicinal herbs when the need arose, as when a scorpion stung Saurabh Prabhu and was saved by Ananda Prabhu's timely herb application. He was also an enthusiastic kirtan leader. Srila Prabhupada was in his room as usual during the Mangal Arati kirtan, and I was in the room next to his, waiting some order or commands. I was not to be disappointed. The kirtan was loud, and the speakers, combined with the reverberation of the hall, projected the sound into Prabhupada's room with great ease. Prabhupada called me into his room. I already knew what was going to happen, since I was trained by him the previous year and knew his standards for kirtan. Anand Prabhu was chanting Gaur Nityanand Namo, etc. I knew that this was not what should happen, but I was Prabhupada's servant at this time and not the president any longer. Much to my surprise, he said, go to the temple room and stop him from singing the kirtan. Tell him that this is your temple and that you will lead the kirtans the way you want. Well, this was quite a shock. It was the first time that I ever had to stop one of his own godbrothers from singing in kirtan, but I dutifully marched off to the temple room to fulfill the order. I was not at all feeling good about this, as I was afraid of making some offense or being crass or crude about it. Being fallen, I just couldn't bring myself to say it exactly as Prabhupada said it, but I managed to mutter out some words to the effect that Prabhupada didn't want this mantra in the temple, and that would he please chant Hare Krishna instead. This made a little scene with the devotees, not understanding what was going on, so I managed to explain something to some others, since the kirtan was still going on without interruption. But soon the kirtan was stopped and taken over by others. Prabhupada was never abrasive towards others, and especially I had never seen him act like this in the temple. But he was so determined that the kirtan standard be maintained and not changed by the introduction of other mantras, which were commonly heard in other temples and mutts, that he sent me to stop his own godbrother from singing in the temple. This incident impressed me greatly as to his determination in this regard. Okay, any questions about this one?
Which book and what page is this?
This is in a paper written by Harikesh Maharaj in 1988, did I say? 1988, at the request of some members of the Governing Body Commission. It was published in the Vaishnav Journal, which is a journal formerly published by the GBC or for the GBC.
Is it available?
It's available for me. Anyone who has a computer and not a floppy disk, because I can't accommodate floppies, but if you bring your computer, I'll give you a copy, or maybe you can arrange with the NIHE to make copies of this file available. Yes. Vaishnav Society number 3. That's published by Dhanavir Maharaj. Vaishnav Society number 3. So find Dhanavir Maharaj or his people. Search out Vaishnav Society number 3, and you'll get a copy of this paper. Otherwise, search me out with a little memory stick in your hand or on your computer. Yes.
I
want
to find faults, but the DVD has released very similarly. Vishnu Dhan Swami TV, which has been singing
Oh yeah, right. Please write to the Bhaktivedanta archives. I guess it's of historical interest, you know. It's not to be copied. It's just, it's a historical document. Just like there's the Radhakrishna Temple album from London, which was recorded in 1971 or something like that. You'll find some things on some of the tracks that may, or at least on one of the tracks in my mind at the moment, where the words are not really right, but it's history, you know. It's history. Just doesn't mean that we'll follow everything just the way it was done in 1972. And don't you ever say anything bad about the BBT again. Anything else? Okay, we're just about out of time. Who wants to lead a little kirtan? Come on, brave soul, somebody pick up on the dhamma. Kirtan, kirtan. Who's a good kirtan in here? Okay. Run, Lucky Shore.
Thank you.
Bhakti Vedanta Swami Raj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Iskam Samsthapak Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavi Ki Jai. Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Sakaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Vedantar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gaur Gopinath Shyam Vrindaraja Panigiri Gaur Vrindaki Jai. Vrindavan Tham Ki Jai. Navadip Tham Ki Jai. Jagannath Puri Ki Jai. Kangamayi Ki Jai. Jamanamayi Ki Jai. Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrindaki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Pranande.